nation. We have several, many issues that a lot of people are facing. But I want us to remember, as before we pray for the young lady that is with us, who is facing some real situation. She's in a situation, I don't know if I can even really explain it, but God knows. I want us to read from John chapter 3, starting at verse 29. John chapter 3, starting at verse 29. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This was John the Baptist speaking. This is my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He said, he must increase, but I must decrease. And what I want to leave you a message with is when less is more. When less is more. Amen. If you could bow your heads with me, Father, we just thank you for filling Rehoboth right now with faith. Lord, we want to reach out and we want to touch your word right now, Father. Let it be substance to our bodies, to our hearts, to our soul. Let it edify, Lord Jesus. Let it encourage. Let it feed us today. We thank you. We are blessed and still highly favored. We thank you and we praise your name. Hallelujah. Come on, turn to someone, shake their hand and say, I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm blessed and highly favored. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. I know that as Christians, we go through tests and trials, and sometimes the devil just kind of like focus on a whole group of people. And I just feel that our church, in many aspects, have been going through different kind of stresses, some financial, some family. And I just want to declare today and let you know that the season is over. You know, they have a season, a hunting season, a fishing season. Well, I want to tell Satan his license is up. His time is over. Amen. He's not got open hunting on me anymore because I'm going to grab hold of my faith and I'm not letting go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. We need to get hold of some things today. We need to tell the devil that he's a liar. Amen. We need to tell him he cannot steal my joy. Amen. I'm going to hold on my faith because God has declared that he shall never leave me nor forsake me. You understand that sometimes we get down to a level where we think we're in trouble, that there is no help. But I want to tell you today that sometimes less is more. When God is with you, less is more. Hallelujah. See, our human nature, we want to look at the big things. We like the big numbers. We want the big wage. We want the big job. And we don't end up sometimes with that. Sometimes it seems that Satan is taking more of our stuff and we're left with a little. And we get discouraged because that's our human nature. But I want to tell you, when God shows up, less is more. See, God wants to get glory in your situation. It is just a test. If this was the real thing, he would have let you know. Amen. But this is just a test. There is coming a time when it looks like all is lost, when the angel's going to say, stay your hand. Stay your hand, Abraham, for now I know that you love me. Now I know you didn't give up. Now I know that you are determined to continue serving me, despite the trials, despite the discouragements, despite the tribulation. In fact, God loves to show up when there is less. You see, when we have too much, when we depend upon ourselves, we don't leave any room for him to work. There are seven things I want to touch on where it shows where less is more. See, God is completely opposite to the way we think. You see, we find by losing. Amen. Matthew chapter 10, verse 39. I want to show you how less is more. God says that when he that findeth his life shall lose it, but he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. That's when less is more. You may be feeling down. You may be going through some things, but you made up in your mind, I'm going to serve him no matter what it takes. I'm going to come to church. I don't feel like worshiping. I don't feel like shouting. I'm really feeling down, but you know what? I'm going to start singing songs of praise. I'm going to start lifting my hands. I start giving the Yada praise. I start shouting the Shabbat praise. Hallelujah. I start giving the Hallel praise. See, God is contrary to our human understanding. It's when we are low. In fact, right now is when you're about to get a blessing. Right now is when you're going to be delivered. It's when Israel was at the last man that God would come through. It's like them old Western TV shows. Just about when they're about to lose, here comes the cavalry. Amen. Jesus is about to show up in your situation. Because when it's less, then it is going to be more. Hallelujah. You see, we find by losing. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. Because you have kept the faith, he said, because you had a little strength to the Philadelphian church, he says, I'm going to keep you from the hour of tribulation that is coming. I'm telling you that you need to find and gear up and to put on your rope and find a little strength, because God is willing to take you through. He's going to take you through. Number two, when less is more, it says we receive by giving. It doesn't seem to make human sense. How can I receive more by giving? But in Luke 6:38, it says, give, and it shall be what? Given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It will be poured into you. Amen. You see, God is opposite to our little puny human thinking. We think we have to keep to get more. But once Jesus says, give. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Running over will be poured into your life. You know what that means? I'm expecting a great blessing. I am expecting a great blessing. God has never failed me. No matter how many situations I get into, he is my deliverer. He is my savior. He is my way maker. Hallelujah. He is my healer. He is my supplier. Amen. I want to give you number three, how less is more. We are exalted when we're humble. Matthew 23:12, whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted. How do we humble ourselves? It's by serving others. That's how we humble ourselves. Jesus, the creator, laid aside his garments, took a towel, and started to wash his creation's feet. What kind of humility is that? He was setting us an example. You want to humble yourself? You want to be exalted? You want to be some big name? Start serving other people. Amen. That's how less is more. That's how less is more. Serving isn't all about being behind here. Serving is cleaning up the rubbish. Serving is taking out the trash. Serving is setting up the chairs. Serving is cleaning the church. That's how you get exalted. I want to tell you that there is a miracle in less becoming more. And it's contrary to our human understanding. It's contrary to our way of thinking. We think more is more, but with God it's reversed. Amen. It is completely opposite. You do the opposite to your natural understanding, to your thinking. You start to sacrifice, and God starts to bless you. Hallelujah. You see, I said we find by losing, we're exalted by being humble, and we get strength through weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:10. 2 Corinthians 12:10 says, that is why for Christ's sake, Paul said, I delight in weakness, in insults. You delight in insults, in hardship, in persecution. Now, come on now. Let's get real. In difficulties. Now, I qualify for at least four of those things this week. But you know what that means? I'm about to get strength. I'm about to get the angels show up. I'm about to get anointed. I'm about to get blessed. I'm about to get my breakthrough. Now, you all being quiet, but I'm telling you for me. I don't know about you, because he's told me that I can walk on water. Now, that might sound boastful, but you don't understand the miracles God has done for me. You don't understand the miracles that God has done for me. I'm laughing because I start to think of how he has enabled me to seemingly walk on water when there was no support. He said, come. I was able to step out the boat. As long as you're looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, You can walk on water. Do you understand when less is more? You may be feeling so depressed right now, as if you have nothing going for you, as if you've lost it all. But I'm trying to tell you, this is when your blessing is going to show up. Number one, we find by losing. Number two, we receive by giving. Number three, we're exalted by being humble. And in our weakness is when we find strength. That's how God wants to work. He doesn't want any of us to be big, bold, and bad. That's not who he's looking for. He's looking for the humble. He exalteth those that are humble, those that are seeking him. See, less can be more when you're with Jesus. The little boy only had some fishes and some loaves, just enough for himself. It was a lot less than was necessary for maybe even himself. But when he took it to Jesus, less became more. When we truly give ourselves, our dominion, our finances, our health, our bodies to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, I don't mean pretend, I don't mean fake, but when you are truly submitted and say, Lord, I'm at my wit's end, I don't have anything, but I'm going to give you what I have, I guarantee you, I declare it, less will become more. The little widow woman, she only had enough meal and oil for her son. She was going to cook one more meal, and she said, then we were going to die. She was in an area that was in famine. You may not even have had a job for months. Amen. Who can identify with that? Amen. But with God, less is more. He can take you through a wilderness experience, 40 years in the desert. The Bible said their clothes did not wear out. They woke up every morning, and there was cakes from God. Amen. He made flesh fall from the sky. He made water come out of a rock. He can take you through a wilderness experience. You just have to make up in your mind that less is more with God. Hallelujah. Number five, we rule by serving. Mark chapter 10, verse 44. It says, but Jesus called them and saith unto them, ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them. Verse 43, but so shall it not be among you. We need to make sure that we submit one to another. When we do that, when we show love one to another, the Bible says that he may know that we are his disciples. I'm telling you how to get blessing, how to get God's favor. When we start putting these principles of less is more into action, when we humble ourselves, when we submit all that we have, our two loaves and two fishes and five loaves to the master. The Bible said when he gave thanks, it just started to multiply. I'm telling you, you may not understand looking back how you got through this part of your life. But you know, when God says it, it's going to happen. When God says yay, the only answer is, and it was so. When God says let there be, the only answer is, and it was so. Come on, now you got to say it with me. When God says let there be, and it was so. 10 times in Genesis, God spoke. The Spirit of God moved. And all the response was, and it was so. And when God does it, it's good. Amen. When God does it, it is good. Hallelujah. I want to show you something here that the last one is we live by dying. Now, that doesn't make sense at all. That's how less is more. To the world, that makes no sense. What you should do is go after everybody. You know, scratch my back, I rip yours apart. It's all about me, I, and myself. But with God, he's saying it's the opposite. When we submit one to another, when we humble ourselves, when we give instead of trying to expect, that's when God steps in and when less becomes more. I'm telling you, when I think of all the things that God has done, the miracles that he has done. Amen. And some of you already know some of them. I don't want to repeat them, but I'm telling you, he's a God of miracles. He's about to do a miracle for me. I know it. I absolutely know it. I might not be able to tell you about it, but I'm smiling because I know it's about to happen. Amen. He's about to give me more. He's about to give me more. I declare it. I might tell you when it happens because I know it's going to happen. You see, we have to stand upon faith. Our faith is not faith until it's tested. We can say it, but when we go through it, then it becomes reality. It becomes real. When you can say, I had less, but it became more. We need to get like Elisha. When he saw Elijah ascend, he took his mantle and he came up to the River Jordan. He says, where is the God of Elijah? It's time for us to not look at ourselves. In Sunday school, I said, don't look at my works, whether they be good or bad. Look at his work. Because his is all good. His is 100% good. And when you start looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, that's when you know you're going to make it. That's when you know you're going to make it. As long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, despite the storm, despite how it looked like he may sink, he was walking on water. Amen. You can walk on water if you're looking at Jesus. If you're not looking at the more, but you're saying, Lord, I only have this little bit. I only have my weak frame to give you. But what I have, I give it to you. Amen. That's what the two disciples said when they came up to that lame man. Such as we have. They didn't make any boasts, but they said, such as we have, give we unto thee. Hallelujah. It's time for us to understand that with God, whatever you have, no matter how little it is, it can become more. It can become more than whatever you even believed or expected. The Bible says he has given us exceeding great and precious promises. Amen. I'm looking for my promise. I'm looking for my promise. I'm getting out of Doubting Castle. Amen. We were talking about Pilgrim's Progress and how the Christian was locked up in the Doubting Castle and the giant would beat him every day. Has Satan been beating on you every day? Has Satan been telling you you can't make it? Things are looking bad. It's hopeless. It's time for you to get out of Doubting Castle. And what you have to do is take the promises of God, because he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He goes on in Romans to say, neither depth nor height nor, he names all of the dimensions, can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. We live by dying. That doesn't seem to make sense from the world's perspective, but in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20 says, I have been crucified. If you've been truly crucified, you can kick a dead body. You can spit on a dead body. So that's how you know whether you've been truly dead yet. Are you still reacting to people? Are you still getting all upset to people? Are you getting all in their face? Well, you've not been crucified yet. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. So this is the test. If you're getting mad at people, you haven't been crucified yet. You're still holding some of this flesh and walking around. Dead men walking. We need to let go of this flesh, of this self, because if we've been truly crucified, someone will cuss us out. We'll be smiling at them. I told you, if you won $1 million, if someone gave you $1 million today, I could say anything to you. You'd be going, have a good day. See you later. Be blessed. Be blessed. You wouldn't be worried about what I'm saying about you. Do you understand you have been passed from death unto life? You should be telling those that curse you, have a good day. Jesus loves you. I love you because I'm saved and sanctified and I've been crucified. I'm telling you, with Jesus, less is more. Less of self, less of me, less of my issues, more of him, more of praising him, more of lifting up his name. That is what he has called us to do. You see, it's a paradox. It doesn't seem to make human sense that less can be more, but if you have Jesus in it, that's how it works. Less becomes more. I want to give you a final example. We see in Judges chapter 7 and verse 2, we have this character Gideon. And Israel had been plagued by their enemies, and a huge army of 300,000 had come against Israel. And God had chosen Gideon to go and fight them. So he gathered initially, I think, about 60,000 men. They were still at a 5-to-1 disadvantage. And listen to what the Lord says. The people that are with thee are too many. I can imagine Gideon go, what did you say? I said they're too many. But Lord, do you understand there is 300,000 over there? We only have 60,000. Lord says they're too many. God is telling some of us, I'm testing you. Because I want to get the glory in your life. I want to get the victory in your life. I'm testing you. You have too much help still. But Lord, I don't have enough help. Don't you feel like that? Lord, but I don't have enough help. Well, God is saying, watch out. I want to show you something. The people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into your hands. I can imagine Gideon scratching his head and say, you know, can I hear that again? Lest Israel, you see, the trouble with us is as soon as God blesses us, we start to get in self. We start to give ourselves glory. We hold our head a little bit higher. Man, that was great, wasn't it? And I knew they were going to give me that job. They just had to. Man, I prayed for that person. They got healed instantly. That was, the Lord used me. You see how we are? So God has to take us down and make us less so that he gets the glory. Mine own hand hath saved me. That's what we always say. Now, therefore, go and proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart. God doesn't want anyone who is not fully committed. Fully committed. He doesn't want you trying to do stuff halfway. That's why we don't get prayers answered, because the Bible says he that would pray without really having faith, only half believing, might as well not ask. He wants people committed to this warfare. Are you committed to fight Satan? Are you committed to get back everything he has taken from you? Are you mad at the devil yet? Are you angry enough at him for what he's done? Go home, all you fearful people. And he said that their return of the people, 22,000. I can imagine Gideon going, do you really want to go? Are you sure? Now he's down to 10,000 people facing an army of 300,000. God says, sorry, that's still too much. See, God will take us down to where it's going to take a miracle. God will put us to the place where it's going to take a miracle. He's done that with me. 16 months, not paying the mortgage. God's still saying, at a year, that's not enough. Go 16 months. Go 16 months and we'll see what a miracle. Now, let's see if you can fix that. I could not fix that. That was $32,000. I couldn't fix that. But you see, God wants to make less be more when he is in it. That's the miracle. That's the glory. No one but God could do that. No one but God could wipe out $32,000 and say, okay, we're reducing your payment by $380 a month, and we're reducing your principal by $80,000. See, when God steps in it, it's only him. You just have to step out the way and say, God, you take over. Less is more when God is in it. So he only had 10,000, and God says, I'm sorry, Gideon, that's still too many people. Because people will still say, well, it could have been. Maybe there was still enough. God wants it where you have to just say, well, it was all God. All God. Come on, let's say, all God. See, when it gets to that point where you have to say, it's all God, that's when he's going to show up. When there's only 5 loaves and 2 fishes and there's 5,000 men besides women and children, that's when it's all God. It's nothing to do with you. There was no shops open. There was no pick and save open. It was all God. All God. I'm telling you. The Lord said to Gideon, the people are yet too many. Yet too many. Bring them down to the water. Bring them down to 10,000. And now he ends up with just 300 odd people. So now the odds were in God's favor, 100-1. You like those odds? Now it's 300 and some people against 300,000. I tell you, when less is more, that's when God shows up. Hallelujah. It's those kind of odds where it's all God. Wasn't nothing to do with me. Wasn't any of my goodness, wasn't any of my skill. You see, I know what God has done to me. I know that I could easily suffer from a big head and pride. So God has always let me walk on the edge. I'm confessing. He's not let me get to where I could say it was a little bit of me. No, it's none of me. It's all God. And for it to be all God, he's got to take it down to almost nothing. When it's just the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and there's 5,000 to be fed amongst women and children, it's all God. It's all God. When we're facing a 100,000 bill for this roof and the air conditioning and the heating, and we only have about 7,000, it's all God. I tell you, when less is more, is when God. I'm trying to tell you, people, I want to encourage your faith. I want to encourage your faith. You're on the brink of a breakthrough. You just don't know it. I feel it. I know it in my spirit. It's time for me as pastor to declare some things. I used to declare some things. I'm about to declare some things now. Because I feel it in my spirit. And God will not be denied. God will not be denied. I'm almost wrapping this up. So it came down to 100-to-1 odds. That's the kind of odds where God says, okay, now I feel comfortable working on your behalf. You see, the trouble why you haven't been blessed yet is you're still trying to fix it. You're trying to scramble around, search the car for the pennies. You ever done that? See where you can scrape up. It's not at the place yet where you're willing to give the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and say, Master, here, that's what all I have. I give it to you. It couldn't have fed anybody much. But when you give what you don't have or what you are on your last to God, less is more when God is in. I'm almost finished. I just want to let you know this one thing. See, God can save by many if he wants to, or he can save by few. 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 1. Israel was facing a great army, and the people were camped, and they didn't know what to do. They didn't have the will to go into battle. And then for some reason, Jonathan decides, you know what? Me and my armor bearer, we're going to go and fight them. Two people facing an army. Now it came to pass upon that day that Jonathan, the son of Saul, said unto the young man that bare his armor, come, let us go over to the Philistines' gap. Let's go to the heart of the enemy. You like that, Otz? We're going to go into the army camp and we're going to fight them. Now, that's when it's got to be all God. And Jonathan said, come, let us go into the garrison. Verse 6. I want to make this point. I'm going to jump down to verse 6 of 1 Samuel 14. Now, by the way, Jonathan means God has given. And in this case, I believe it means God has given the victory. So Jonathan said to the young man, his armor bearer, come, let us go into the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be the Lord will work for us. Now here's the verse, the words you have to understand. It says, there is no restraint. You know, God is not bound. He's not under any rules that we have. Well, he can only work if we have 200 people in here. No, God is not under any restraint. Is that what the scripture says? For there is no restraint. Let's say it, no restraint. That means God can do anything. That means he can heal your situation. That means he can give you the job. That means he can save your family member. That means he can release blessing into your life. It says, God, for there is no restraint to the Lord. He can save by many or he can save by few. Let's stand. When less is more is when God is in it. I want you to have faith today. I want you to believe that your season, whatever it is coming to an end. I want to have some victory reports coming up in this month. Amen. We're at the season of the last feast. The last feast. That was the Feast of Tabernacles. It was the feast where represents God's dwelling with man. I want to tell you some things that God can do. You may not have money for a doctor or insurance. He can save with the less than that. You may be feeling alone, don't have a husband or a wife. Less is more. You may be sick, may don't have a job. Less is more. You may feel alone that you don't have any friends. Less is more. Because God, when he shows up, can change the situation overnight. So Jonathan and his armor bearer went into the middle of the camp. Just two men. Now the question is, he said, God has no restraint. He can save by the many or he can save by the few. So how did Jonathan find that out? He dared to go into the enemy camp. And he found out that God can save by the few. He ended up slaying 20 of the enemy men and bringing Israel a great victory that day. Because he dared to declare that God has no restraint. And he can save by the many or the few. He can save even when you lack. When you don't have, when you feel hopeless, when you're in despair, when you feel alone. When less is more is when God is in it. Hallelujah. We're going to close this service. not close God's presence. If you want prayer, if you want to grab hold of some faith, I invite you down to this altar today. We're going to pray, not so much for salvation, but I want us to pray the prayer that Jesus prayed for Peter, that your faith fail not. Peter, Satan wants to sift you as wheat, want to tell you you're hopeless, you're useless, you might as well give up. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when you have been converted, strengthen your brethren. Less is more when God is in it. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you. Look for the end of your season. Look for victory. I know he's been attacking this church. And you know why? Because he sees potential. He sees victory. And I, as pastor, am not going to let him get away with that. Not in my own strength, not in because of my righteousness, because I'm looking at the work that Jesus has done. And the work that Jesus did said that the gates of hell shall not prevail. This is not my church. People ask me about my church. I don't have a church. I'm just pastor, but this is not my church. I could not fight Satan, but less is more. And God is in it. Hallelujah. We're going to pray and then we're going to sing and we're going to declare victory this day. Father, we thank you for those who...